from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Fire Department is listing the cause of a downtown fire late yesterday afternoon as undetermined. The blaze in an abandoned store had 3rd Avenue shut down between Balsam and Birch Streets. The space is the former Total Sportswear next to Busch Jewelers. No one lived in the building either. Deputy Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says fast work by firefighters from stations in Timmins, Schumacher, and Montjoy kept flames from spreading. It was also a quick turnaround from fighting the fire to dousing hot spots and mopping up. There are a couple positive changes for this year's annual Brent Secord Memorial Snowcross event in Timmins. It runs this Saturday and Sunday at Hollingshead Park instead of the Spruce Street Snow Dump. Co-organizer Clint Chartrand says it will have a carnival atmosphere with beer, food, fire pits, and fireworks. And locals can participate in ditch banger racing. Chartrand says it involves classic snowmobiles.
It's kind of a cool class. You're able to race an older sled, come out, compete with your friends. We're trying to put the community all together, some laughs, some memories, you know, stuff like that.
Kids under 12 get in free. Adult passes are $45 a day or $60 for the whole weekend. During an OPP recruitment event this Friday in Kapuskasing, there will be a running test to pre-qualify you for the fitness provision of the application process. The session is between 1:30 and 5 o'clock at Rockbox CrossFit. Constable Kyler Brower says it's open to anyone interested in becoming a police officer.
They'll have information on how to apply, prerequisites, and expectations of applicants, and an overview on how to proceed each stage of the application process.
The fitness test, called the Shuttle Run, has you running back and forth to a series of beeps. Brower says reaching the mandatory level 7 gets you a certificate that exempts you from the test again. Visit our website to learn more and to pre-register through an Eventbrite link. Premier Doug Ford says if President-elect Donald Trump carries through with his promise to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian exports, a provincial election could soon follow. Ford says such tariffs could seriously damage Ontario, and the government might have to spend billions of dollars to stimulate the economy. If it comes to that, he says it's the people's money. Let them decide who should spend it. But Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie says at a time of instability, Ford should rule out an early election and seek opposition support in the legislature for anti-tariff measures.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.